This is Wild About Utah.
I just returned from 2 weeks in the Peruvian Andes conducting field work on high elevation wetlands and how they were responding to impacts from livestock grazing in a changing climate. We were in the Oscarón National Park, the highest part of the Andes, with many peaks soaring above 20,000 feet. Our Colorado State University group was joined by students and faculty from four other campuses and the International Mountain Institute. These wetlands, or bofedales in Peruvian jargon, are essential in providing quality water for the thousands who reside below. Having spent many forays into our magnificent high Uinta Mountains, I found myself reflecting on ecological and cultural parallels. Although our highest King's Peak at 13,528 feet was far below Mount Oscarón's 22,200-foot elevation, its bold loftiness provides a similar experience as would standing on the Oscarón summit. A departure results from the highly glaciated Oscarón. Our Uintas lost their glaciers around 8,000 years ago from a warming climate. Unfortunately, Oscarón's glaciers are following suit, having lost nearly 30% over the past three decades. These changes were being compounded by poorly managed hordes of livestock, which had overgrazed much of the landscape. Our primary focus was on changing vegetation, invertebrate populations, and water quality. At the peak of Peru's dry winter season, I wasn't expecting to see much in bloom. To my delight, I recorded nearly 30 species of flowers in both woody and herbaceous form. I will be leading a nature hike in the wetlands and uplands of Tony Grove Lake here in our Bear River Range, where I expect a like number in bloom, combined with a plethora of butterflies and birds. Although virtually all of the Andean flowers were new to me, there were similar families and genera. A special note was a shrubby form of lupin growing up to 5 feet, and another exquisite columnar form approaching 6 feet, found only in this national park. Tui macho is the local name for this splendid plant. Macho is a great descriptor. Birds and butterflies were no less baffling. All were new to my life list. Pona ibis, Andean condors, giant coot, tufted duck, Andean flicker, giant hummingbird, on and on. Senses overwhelmed. I miss the familiar sights and songs from our mountain birds, Clark's nutcrackers, stellar jays, Cassin's finch, pine siskins, violet-green swallows, mountain bluebirds, to name a few. I did a bit of research on our high Uintas and found some parallels related to climate change and livestock management. Although not as profound as calving glaciers in the Andes or hordes of free-ranging livestock, a continued loss of our snowpack and resulting changes in hydrology, compounded by certain livestock grazing practices, are under close scrutiny by agencies and others. A recent publication, Assessment of Watershed Vulnerability to Climate Change for the Uinta Wasatch Cache and Ashley National Forest, Utah, published by the United States Department of Agriculture, has much to offer.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and you guessed it, I'm Wild About Utah.